Welcome to Inside, a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX Brookville, and WJNG Johnsonburg. I'm Sharon Stewart. Pat Berger joining me in the studio with Western PA Care. She's a director and forensic interviewer. Thanks a lot for coming down so early in the morning and talking to me on Inside, Pat.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, tell me about Western PA Cares. In case our listeners are not familiar with the organization, you help children in our area, but tell our listeners how you do that.
Western PA Cares for Kids is what's called a child advocacy center. Mm-hmm. And there are 23 located throughout the state. Most of them, however, are located in large urban areas.
Yeah.
We are the most rural child advocacy center. And what we do at a child advocacy center is provide a child-friendly environment for children that have experienced abuse or witnessed violent crimes, mm-hmm. to talk about what has happened to them in a one-time interview. They're interviewed by someone with forensic interview training, especially for children that have experienced this. What used to happen when a child was a victim of abuse, they had to go to many different professionals, many different places, and mm-hmm. be interviewed many different times. Mm-hmm. The Child Advocacy Center provides a place for that group of professionals to come and the child, and those professionals watch and listen to the interview from a separate room. Mm-hmm. The child is interviewed by one person. It is recorded, and district attorney and the law enforcement officer in charge of investigations get a copy of the interview on DVD. Mm. But by the child only having to talk about it once, it lessens the trauma for the child, but also helps with other issues that existed prior to an advocacy center.
Surprisingly, even though we're in a rural area, you've served quite a few. Do you have any statistics on how many children you serve? And give us a breakdown on your clientele at Western PA Cares for Kids.
I'll be glad to do that. As from May of 2008 up until now, we have seen 372 children. We do statistics up until March. So mm-hmm. our latest statistics shows that the relationship of the offender to the victim, that 6 were neighbors, 62 were known to the child but not related, mm-hmm. 7 were babysitters, and 254 were family members or caregivers. And I know when I was growing up, we were always told, you know, beware of strangers. And I just think it's important for people to know that it happens when they're not strangers.
Right. Watch out for strangers and those close to you, too. Western PA Cares for Kids has actually been around for quite a few years now, hasn't it?
We started in May of 2008 mm-hmm. with a startup grant from the National Children's Alliance in Huntsville, Alabama. They set the standards nationwide for child advocacy centers. And we are now an associate member and working towards becoming an accredited member of the National Children's Alliance.
It's actually grown quite a bit then in the last 5 years, hasn't it? I heard about the new building and...
Yes, we were able to acquire funds through the Clearfield Jefferson Mental Health, which gave us the ability to move from a donated space in the basement of the Philip Taylor House to our own standalone facility.
Uh-huh. Right in Brookville.
Yes. And a lot of people have said it's like coming to grandma's house.
That's what I read.
And that's what we want it to be.
So it's a house.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's not like you're going into a facility.
No.
That is what, that probably makes it really nice then.
It helps to ease the child and mm-hmm. make them feel comfortable, mm-hmm. Less nervous about what's going to happen.
I can understand that. So you're growing and you're serving quite a population in our area of children. I understand that you've got a wish list for your new building. You still need stuff, don't you? Even though you got the grant and the new building, now you need to kind of keep it filled.
Yeah, we need to keep it going. We're mm-hmm. not government funded, and the way that we have existed is through fundraising generous donations, and we do receive a fee for service from children and youth when they are involved in the case.
Okay.
And they become involved when the alleged offender is a family member or a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
If the offender is a neighbor, not a babysitter, or a stranger, then those cases don't have a means to bill.
So you are not a government organization and you rely on donations. And there's many ways that our listeners can donate to Western PA Cares for Kids, isn't there?
It can be monetary, right?
Yes, it can.
Or you can donate in other ways, like furnitures and...
Well, we've had people donate blankets and stuffed animals for the children.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Non-perishable food items, waters, juices. When the child comes to be interviewed, many times their siblings are with them, and we have like a play area for the children. And sometimes they get hungry or...
Yeah.
Thirsty, so it's kind of nice to be able to offer them something there, too.
Uh-huh. So you're looking for food items or, like you said, furniture and bedding, too, anything like that. Actually, you have a website where we can find that list, don't you?
Yes, and there's also another big wish that we're working on right now. In larger urban areas where they've had centers for numerous years, they have... had the ability to have a medical and therapy component.
Oh.
And that is a full-service child advocacy center.
Mm-hmm.
We are working to try to find some sponsors that will help us be able to renovate our garage area and furnish it with medical equipment and furnishings for the therapy area.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can offer these same services to the children.
Maybe partner with a hospital? Is that what you're working toward?
We've talked with Brookville and Punxsutawney Hospital, and we do have two nurses from the Punxsutawney Hospital that will be getting the required training starting in August.
Wow.
And we're really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some people already sponsor a couple of our rooms that we need for out there.
Oh, okay.
We need a handicapped restroom, a waiting room, a medical room, a therapy room, and we have to have a handicapped exit ramp back out to the parking lot. And so far we've had the restroom and the waiting room sponsored.
Oh, great.
And it doesn't have to be sponsored entirely if they are part of it.
Okay.
But whoever helps with this will be acknowledged with their name on a plaque in the room that they help to sponsor.
A co-sponsor, huh?
Yes.
How do you become a partner of Western PA Cares for Kids?
We also have on our website, which is www.carescac.org. Sponsors that are caring partners are different levels. They can donate, and then they are also recognized on a plaque on inside our center, but also on our website.
Okay. That would be with a substantial donation,
yes.
I imagine, huh?
Yeah. It runs from 1,000 to 2,000 is our bronze, 2,000 to 4,999 is silver, and above that is our gold sponsor.
Are you getting a lot of support from the community financially?
We have had... I'm truly am amazed at the giving hearts of this community. We do provide interviews now for children in other counties.
Oh, okay.
Clearfield and Forest County have seen that this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all rural counties.
Right.
And we can't afford for every county to have a child advocacy center. So by us being able to provide the service for them, then they don't have to worry about a building and employees and insurance and all the expenses that go along with having a center.
That's great. You're reaching out then to the other counties.
And abuse doesn't stop at the county line.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. If our listeners would like to find out more details, Pat, Can they call Western PA Cares to
they
find out?
They sure can. Our number is 849-1904. I do have one caveat to that, though. If they are wanting to report an abuse situation, they need to do that through the police or Children and Youth Services, and then we get a referral from them for an interview.
When the child is in need of an interview, do they automatically come to you now in this area?
Yes. They're referred by the
automatically
law enforcement and,
that's great.
And CYS.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad we've got the program here. It's Western PA Cares for Kids. You can find out the details at their website at carescac.org. That's carescac.org. And I do appreciate you coming down and telling us all about Western PA Cares for Kids, Pat.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
That's Pat Berger, director and forensic interviewer for Western PA Cares for Kids. And that's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call MegaRock at 849-8100, extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart. Thanks for tuning into Insight.